Well, Conor, we've had two rounds of games. The third round this weekend coming up in the Ireland's Football League. Tell me, what do you make of Division One so far?
I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I think all the games are fairly competitive, and nearly anybody could beat anybody on their day. Anything can happen, home or away. So it's a good start to see, and especially the time of year like early January and early February, it's good to see the standard of football and that's been played at the minute, very sort of open and a fairly high scoring as well, which is good to see, and hopefully that bodes well for later in the league and later in the summer.
Are you surprised at the levels of fitness and the quality of the football so far?
Maybe a wee bit, I suppose, but then on the other hand, maybe not so, because it's just nearly a full-time year on year, never stopping, and boys are keeping themselves in great shape and great condition, and they know that's the way it has to be. The standard's high, and everybody's trying to chase that one team, and you can't get it off even for maybe a week or so. You have to be pushing hard, and everybody's trying to catch the dub. So you have to get as much out of it as you can, and prepare as best you can, and put in that effort and time, and that's the only way you're going to catch them.
And you know, and it's not that terribly long ago. Maybe even in your own days, and that's not that very long ago. You know, teams maybe eased into the National League and kind of maybe come good towards the end of it, but it seems to be bang to the wire from day one.
That's right. That would have been our case. You would have got the sort of the winter off, and away you go to enjoy yourself nearly over the Christmas period. But as you see, the McKenna Cup starts fairly early, and you're banging into the league at the start or the end of January. And if you happen to lose them first two league games end of January, start of February, you are looking at maybe a relegation battle. So you have to be in top shape. And as you see, that all the teams are nearly putting out as strong a team as possible. All the big names are playing. All the big players are out there, and they're pushing hard, and they're playing very good standard of football, which is good to see. But maybe there's a lot of emphasis put on boys now. There's a lot of pressure put on maybe that sort of younger age group as well. Them sort of in the 20s, involved in a lot of football, and it can be tough going for them. You know, wonder why then boys are maybe pulling out. Look at Cavan, for example, pulling out of the squad to go travelling and taking time out and stuff. So it can be demanding as well, but when you're getting the rewards, that all that effort and time is makes it worthwhile.
You mentioned it already, but you still see Dublin as the benchmark, even though change of management, Desi Farrell replacing Jim Gavin.
Yeah, without a doubt. They're 5 in a row champions, and there's only one team I think that needs to be beat this year, and that's the Dubs. They're just unbelievable outfit, and it seems to be sort of a smooth transition from Jim over to Desi. And I'm sure they've had a good chat, and the getting the boys settled down at the new management would have been fairly easy. Desi knows them from their under 21 days, a lot of them. So there's a few of them coming in, new boys as well coming in, and they're showing pretty good as well. So by the looks of it, there's no let up from the Dubs this year again.
And who do you see in the chasing pack, kind of, you know, the most likely to challenge them?
Well, you probably have that sort of four or five top teams again that's going to be pushing. I think a lot of there'd be too much pressure, too much emphasis put on maybe early season form. You know, there's a long way to go till you get into Ulster Championship and into your Super 8s and stuff like that. But again, I'll be hoping that Tyrone now that will be pushing very hard again the year, and you've likes of Mayo, and you'd imagine Kerry's probably the second in line, and again you've Donegal as well pushing too. So there's four or five teams that will push very, very hard, and it'll be interesting to see how the progress through the league and progress then into the start of the championship, and I'm sure them four or five teams will be looking for a long summer.
And tell me, what do you make of Tyrone this year so far? Obviously boosted, huge, great, big news, I'm sure. Cathal McShane going to be featuring after all this year.
Aye, that's right. There's a lot of chat this last couple of weeks or a month or so about what he's going to do. And from a Tyrone point of view, or a Tyrone supporters point of view, it's massive that he's staying at home now and committed now, and he was chatting yesterday, and he said he's fully committed and can't wait to get back in the jersey, and he's really looking forward to the year, and that bodes well for Tyrone. He just brings someone different after his form last year. He just brings that wee bit of extra dimension. He can put in long ball, short ball to him. He can link the play, link to runners. He can take his own score, you know. So he just brings that someone different that Tyrone maybe were missing. I know they were trying likes of Frank Burns maybe during the McKenna Cup and that the Meath game there, and sort of full forward, and I don't think that suited Frank's game really. It's Frank's more of a coming with the play and linking the play that way better. But it's a massive boost, and again for his own club as well. I think Owen Rose, I think it's a massive for them that Cahill's staying, that big boost for them that he's going to stay, and would have been a hard decision for him to make definitely, and He's got a new job and all now and all settled in, so it's good to see, and hopefully it bodes well for Tyrone in the future.
And do you expect him to be in the squad for this weekend?
Well, I know we trained there during the weekend. We trained last night. Maybe it could be maybe a week too early. Maybe sort of know, but as I said, the preparation the boys put in, and I'm sure his fitness levels will be okay, so he could be on the panel surely and maybe make a appearance off the bench, you know, so it should be good to see. It'll be a massive boost to come in maybe into the second half against Kerry, give them something to think about. So hopefully he is involved, and you know, it'll be a great to see him there.
Well, this weekend is Kerry in Healy Park. What's your thoughts on that? Obviously Tyrone are going to have to step up from last weekend, I'd imagine.
I'd imagine so. I'd imagine the performance, I think, more so maybe than the result. I think from the Monaghan game was the biggest talking point. I think they're very, very poor performance overall, and that'll be something they want to put right against Kerry now. I think in the National League that your home games are going to be massive. You know, throwing of three home games, they've won over them, the 2 points in the bag against Meath. Now they've Kerry and then they've Dublin to come, so the home game's going to be massive and big game, and that's the games you want to be playing in. I know it's early in the season, but when you have Kerry coming up the road into Healy Park on your home patch, you know, it's one you have to be excited for and one to look forward to, and hopefully the players get the head down and work hard and get the 2 points. It's a tough ask, surely. The Kerry are going very, very well at the minute, and so a great game to be involved in, a great game to look forward to, so hopefully they'll get a good performance and set them up then for the rest of the league.
In your own days playing, you seem to have the measure of Kerry, but the thing has turned in recent seasons, hasn't it?
It probably has, all right. Unfortunately, I suppose maybe Kerry have maybe leapfrogged Tyrone a wee bit in them standards. We had on our day with some great battles with Kerry in the Championship and the league as well, so you always, I suppose, as a team that everybody now looked up down through the years, that they're the team to beat, and we always love playing Kerry, and hopefully the boys too look forward to playing Kerry. They're the standard bearers nearly of Gaelic football down through the years. I suppose Dublin maybe this recently they've taken over, but Kerry is always a game that we look forward to, and hopefully the boys, and I think the supporters look forward to that game as well. I imagine there's going to be a massive crowd in Healy Park on Sunday, and hopefully the boys will give the crowd something to, you know, they'll go really go at Kerry and push on and attack them and give the crowd something to cheer on. And I always really enjoyed when we do that and the crowd gets behind us and just seems to give that a wee bit extra. So hopefully we have a good atmosphere and a good performance on Sunday.
P.T. Hart was back last weekend. Do you see anybody else coming back? I know Matty Donnelly is out for the rest of the league anyway.
I would think P.T. was away maybe for on a honeymoon there for a long period, for 6 weeks or so, but great to see him back in and getting game time, I suppose, and maybe preparation for this weekend, get him back in and get the eye on the ball and get the thing going again. And I think there's a few of them back training, like Sahamshi and Michael McKiernan back doing a wee bit. Richie Donnelly, I know Matty's out for a longer period, but I think them boys are mostly all back training and doing the rehab, and I think they're pushing hard to get going. This weekend could be too soon for them, but it'd be great if once them boys get back in and Cahill as well involved. You know, you're talking about a massive pool of players there that are missing for Tyrone at the minute, and it'd be a massive boost if we could get the full squad. And I think if the full squad there and injury free, you wouldn't know what the Tyrone could do the year.
Yeah. Kerry would probably come to Healy Park as favourites?
I would say so. I'd imagine after their last two performances against Dublin and then a good win then against Galway, a good Galway team that seemed to be going well at the minute as well. So they'll be full of confidence. You know, they always enjoy playing Tyrone as well. They'll have no fear coming up to Healy Park. They've come up before and gone away with the 2 points, you know. So, and again, the quality of players they have there and experience they've had this last number of years there. They're a great outfit, and it bodes well for a good game. I think if the two teams really go at it, and a bit more maybe man-to-man if they can, what they can do at times. So hopefully an open game and hopefully a high-scoring game.
Is it a game Tyrone can win?
You have to be confident. You have to go into every game thinking you're going to win. It's going to be a tough ask, surely, but you know, why not? If you think you're going to get beat, there's no point being there. There's no point doing all that training just to think, oh, we're going to get beat here in any game. So you have to be full of confidence and go and give it the best you can and look forward to the challenge. And if you do get beat, you get beat, but you have to give it your all, and as I said, try and get the crowd behind you, and you never know, a wee bit of momentum and things can happen. It'll be a massive boost to beat Kerry. If you beat Kerry at home, it'll be a massive boost then for the rest of the league. So a great game to look forward to.
And before we let you go, Conor, just Donegal and Galway are meeting in Letterkenny. How do you see that one going?
Hi, that's an all-interesting game. Donegal had a fairly convincing win against Meath. I watched a wee bit of it on TV on Sunday. They looked fairly comfortable. there's a lot of sort of new younger players coming in and merely making a stamp, and then that sort of middle player, that middle sort of 20 age group of boys are really starting to show a bit of leadership within the Donegal camp, and they're really stepping up to the plate, you know. So like Sir Ray McHugh there, he's probably a player I really admire. So I think he's a great player. He can good man at controlling the game, and he knows when to maybe drive at a team. He knows when to hold the ball and wait for support, and good man at controlling the tempo of a game. I really enjoy watching him play. And then in Galway, on the other hand, you have Pádraig Joyce coming in. Pádraig was a good player, and he seems to have Galway playing a great brand of football, a bit more open, a bit more attacking. Was like Damien Comer and Shane Walsh a bit closer to goal. So them two boys, if they're getting a good supply ball, they could cause any team baller, you know, and cause great damage. So it'll be an interesting game how it goes, but I think I would tip Galway, or sorry, tip Donegal at home and Letterkenny, definitely not easy beat, so I'd tip Donegal to come through that one.
Yeah, and just before we go, Neighbours Derry down in Division 3, you know, have drawn one against Leitrim, lost last time out against Down, at home to Tipperary. You know, this is the backs of the wall game, isn't it?
It definitely is, and they might be home to Louth, maybe the next game after that, so they've two massive home games for Derry, and Rory Gallagher will be really, imagine they'd be really disappointed after the M2 results. You'd expected the two points in the first game against Leitrim. That would have been very disappointing at home, and I suppose it's never easy going to Newry against Down. They can produce a good football, and it can be very hard to beat there. So, but there'll be a massive game for them at home to Tipperary this weekend. I'm sure they'd want to be caught in a relegation battle and go back down to the Division 4 again. I'm sure they want to be pushing up and looking for the top end of the table and making that the Division 3 final.
Yeah, and obviously tier one and tier two football at stake as well. You know,
that's right. That's another interesting thing how that works. I like the Division 2 and Division 3 is going to be very, very interesting there how that works out. If you happen to Division 2 drop down, you're in your tier two. So there's big pressure in them games as well. Like, you know, so it's all to play. Every game's vital. You know, right down to the wire, the last day. Sometimes them last day games can be dead rubber. So it just throws up an interesting one this year with a tier two involved.
Clearly, but it's the most win game for Derry.
Oh, without a doubt, it definitely is. You know, especially after having 1 point after two games, and I think Tipperary coming up to the Celtic Park will be a massive game and one that they would need to win to try and keep pushing up the table.